This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. I used to be
such a sweet. Remember the CIA whistleblower that came out last week on RT and said, oh, he talked to his colleagues. He's a former section chief over analysis. And he talked to his colleagues and they said, oh, we were ordered to target Trump during and after the election. And he says, of course, the president is under surveillance. But that's well known. They censored that on Facebook, wouldn't let us post it, deleted it when we did post it, calling it spam and fake news. And then Gizmodo this week celebrated it and said, that's right, it's fake. That's right, major international TV with a decorated high-level CIA officer who then went on to be high-level State Department comes on TV via Skype and tells what anybody that studied this stuff already knows, but he has a lot of credibility, and they just go, that's insane. By the way, you can't show that to anybody. Alex, that's more spam. It's more spam. So he's going to be joining us. I need to get Quentin Carter in here because we've got some new developments, and it's been in for a week, and I haven't announced it yet. So we're so busy covering the news that you never get to really exciting things that are happening here at InfoWars. So we've got going to get Quentin to pop in at the bottom of the hour, and then I intend to also open the phones up and take your calls. I already got into this some, but I want to hit it next segment so we have enough time to really roll. That's what's happening in North Korea. Tillerson doesn't rule out preemptive strike on North Korea. I want to walk through the scenario and the different scenarios that could take place there. Preemptive military action is North Korea on the table. So before we go any further with that huge news, we also have Leanne McAdoo and Owen Schroyer hosting the fourth hour today. Before I go any further, it just shows culturally how domesticated the media is that Juan Williams told some liberal colleagues at CNN, he works at Fox, formerly NPR, that, oh, yeah, Sean Hannity, you know, pulled out a gun in his office and showed it to me and showed me the laser and pointed it around. And they turned that into he pulled a gun on him and threatened it. And I already mentioned this a couple times, but this is just insane. And it just shows the next level of the disconnect. So, again, last hour, if you missed it, you should go back in the archive. I broke down a story of where my dad had a friend of the family over who was a liberal and never been around guns and just freaked out when he saw me coming over to my parents' house to get one of my firearms out to take it hunting. But again, it just boggles the mind that Sean Hannity had an unloaded firearm with a license, showed it to him, and it turned into another giant fake news lie. Very fake news. Juan Williams slammed CNN report claiming Sean Hannity pulled a gun, close quote, on him after an argument. And the real story was they were talking about guns and arguing about it. And he said, and Hannity come out and broke this down, and Juan said that's what happened, and showed him how it was unloaded, it was no big deal, and now why couldn't a citizen have it? He's trying to sell Juan on going shooting with him. And I've done this so much. You want to win the culture war? Can't help it. It's much fun to shoot these cameras. I know it's not good for the chips, but I can't help it. If we're going to win the culture war, we've got to do this. Okay, I'm going to stop right now, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, I will discipline myself, and I will get into all of that news for you. But separately, I barely plugged last hour the products. We need to fund our operation. They're great products. If you don't use X2, if you don't use Super Male or Super Female Vitality, if you don't do the liver cleanse a few times a year, if you don't do the lung cleanse products, especially in the winter when you have a sore throat or pollen or whatever, if you don't try the Caveman, that's so good for the joints and muscles, and again, each serving is the equivalent of, when I was reading, it's like 20 plus bowls of chicken noodle soup, you know, the type of bone broth you get from it, and the turmeric, and so much more. If you don't try Brain Force, our great nootropic, if you don't go read the reviews, you're missing out. Look how hardcore our info is. Look how cutting edge our political information is, how explosive it is. Imagine the supplements we come up with the top brains. Supermel Vitality is 30% off right now for the weekend and free shipping on that product. Bunch of other specials. Sign up for auto ship on any item that you need to reorder and get 10% off on top of any other specials. Plus, always free shipping on orders $50 or more, and you are funding what the globalists call the belligerent nationalist pro-human movement, the very tip of the spear. You are the InfoWar.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Zach, this is Crystal Palace. Inc. NORAD has declared DEFCON 3, Scramble All Alert Aircraft.
I repeat, Scramble All Alert Aircraft.
The Whopper spends all its time thinking about World War III.
Target selection complete. Time on target sequence complete.
22 Typhoon-class submarines departing Petropavlovsk, turning southbound at Nordkap, bearing 095 degrees.
Radar reports two unknown tracks are penetrating the Alaskan Air Defense Zone.
From the front lines of the information war.
Flush the bombers, get the subs in launch mode. We are at DEFCON 1.
Are you prepared to destroy the enemy?
You bet!
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic.
We'll keep control, but we'll keep it here at the top where it belongs.
3, 2, 1. Impact.
Shall we play a game?
How about global thermal nuclear war?
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All units confirm weapons targeted and ready, awaiting launch codes.
We are in a launch mode.
Do you really believe that the enemy would attack without provocation?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're in.
Russians are still denying everything, sir.
We have Soviet submarine launch detection.
I wish I didn't know about any of this. I wish I was like everybody else.
Friends, the only winning move is not to let.
Ladies and gentlemen, every major military historical analyst out there agrees the last 4 years that the world has entered the most dangerous period in human existence. We have the Atlantean power. Whether the legend of Atlantis was true or not, we have the Atlantean power now to destroy ourselves many times over. That is an incontrovertible fact. And we have communist China that is unbelievably oppressive and unbelievably murderous, arming North Korea with medium-range and long-range intercontinental ballistic missiles. And we have Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton and Laura Ellen Hughes in 1995, 96, and 97 illegally transferring the technology to communist China. Previously, China would have to come up off our shore and try to fire some type of primitive medium-range nuke at us, or try to get bombers flying over the North Pole to hit, say, New York City. Good luck doing that. But now they have it. And they put their operatives in all the major tech companies, and they have got chips that are manufactured for the military that have kill switches in our latest military equipment. We have been completely sabotaged and overrun. And by the way, all that's admitted. What's crazy is that sounds wild. It's true. There have been scandals for 15 years. I remember seeing in the news hundreds of times where they find back doors in defense chips made in communist China, or they get communist Chinese technicians in even our firms, and they add stuff in. Search engine that. Communist China put back doors on U.S. defense chips. Remember, they call me fake news because we've got such a memory and we're accurate. Of course, how would you not forget that? I mean, that's important. Or the Kim Jong-un's a third-generation dictator. So now, in the last month, he's had more missile tests, firing missiles just right off the coast of Japan, and then saying, I will annihilate you, I will nuke you, with someone that looks like a cartoon character of a little pot-bellied crazy man with everyone worshiping him, threatening to destroy South Korea, one of the most advanced high-tech countries in the world. Two different planets. Millions starving every few years in North Korea. Total enslavement. Collapsing worse than Venezuela. And the answer is threaten to nuke us, threaten to attack us, and now China has moved into the South China Sea, taking over 90% of it. They are declaring that they have the waters all the way down to the Philippines. Think about that. And China is belligerently kicking Filipinos off their own islands that people been on for thousands of years. They're not just building new ones. In fact, there's one good thing CNN did. We played that graphic where the lady's standing on the big blue screen, and it shows the official China map. It's over 90%, and it's hundreds of miles away from China in areas they've never even claimed, folks. Shooting way out in the South China Sea, the most busy area in the world, and now they're using North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un, who never worked a day in his life, to declare that he will annihilate South Korea, annihilate Japan, annihilate anybody that gets in his way. And Nancy Pelosi is so arrogant. She doesn't even know who the president is in press conferences. And Maxine Waters, again, thinks that Russia invaded Korea. Doesn't know what North and South is. Has no idea what's even going on this planet. No connection to reality. She just says that Putin runs Trump. And now, don't forget, John McCain said 2 days ago that Rand Paul is a agent of Putin. Oh, and that's a correction. I saw the article. I played the clip yesterday, and I conflated two things, not intentionally, because it's the exact same rhetoric. McCain has a bunch of treaties he wants rammed through to have the U.S. totally invade Ukraine, all the way into Crimea, and kick Russia out with military force. And he wants more heavy weapons sent, anti-aircraft missiles, you name it. There's already a proxy war. So then he's up there about another treaty, and that's Montenegro, where he says Russia's attacked, which there's no evidence of that, just zero there. And it's saying he wants U.S. forces there. That's in the Balkans, but also nearby. This is an encirclement of Russia, which is seriously warlike. And Russia's not threatening to nuke anybody. Russia's not grabbing the South China Sea. If Russia was grabbing the South China Sea, and by the way, they have some claim to it. There's some Russia that sticks out in that area, and Russia has some islands around there going back. And Russia goes all the way to Asia, folks, Far East Asia. But they're not claiming that. People ask Putin about, hey, would you want, you know, areas of Alaska back that you sold for $50 million or whatever it was? He says, no, we got too much land to deal with now. Isn't Russia like eight times the size of the U.S.? I'm going from memory. Russia's problem is it's so big. Now, let's pull back on that. Look at the size of that. The globalists want it. They're trying to use Islamicists on one side and then trendies on the other to bring it down. I don't lionize. I have some love affair with Russia. I have to know what's going on historically. I happen to know that our own stinking globalist government in 1917 financed the takedown of Moscow and the Bolshevik Revolution, and then the same leftist thing we see here today was done to them. You want to know where we're going? Look at what happened in Russia. Banning the family, slave labor, hate speech laws, everything you see now. Little commissars running around in black uniforms. So if Russia was suddenly declaring it wanted a bunch of islands out there because they border that area, I'd say, hey, watch out, Russia. That's open sea lanes for everybody. You know, China's saying you can't come in most of the South China Sea now, and ships have to go through areas that are rocky shoals and sandbars. And so a lot of big ships are just ignoring them and having to be escorted by Japanese, U.S., and South Korean ships. That's really what's been going on the last year. And the communist Chinese will pull up, they'll board your boat, they'll steal the Navy's research vessels, remember that? They're acting like North Korea, and because they're delusional. Hell, they're buying up Hollywood, they're controlling the U.S., they're putting spy chips in our equipment, they're doing whatever they want. And then Rex Tillerson comes out and says, listen, we don't want war, but you just can't keep calling for it, and you've got atomic weapons and missiles to deliver them, and if we see movements towards that, we're going to hit you first. And they've got the special forces on the border, they've got the bombers ready, they've got the cruise missiles ready to vaporize every major military emplacement. It's going to be, I'd say they're going to hit the North Korean line. Yeah, let me, from a military history, tell you how this will go if it kicks off. It can go three different ways, and they're each really drawn out, so let me just try to crystallize them as best I can. They start loading what appears to be an atomic payload. They've got sensors in space that can scan and tell them. They start loading a radioactive payload onto one of those missiles, and the phone call is going to go to President Trump, who's got the media and everybody attacking him constantly about, you know, he wasn't spied on or all this made-up crap, or, you know, he's not getting the economy going, all these other lies or whatever, or he didn't release his tax returns. Well, we're busy dealing with that, and our sellout globalist leftists that have sold us out to communist China and think they're going to defeat this country, Trump can get the call today, tomorrow, next month, whenever. Skip this break. This is too important. And they could say, Mr. President, we've got the scans. They're loading. They're going to go nuclear. Six missiles, six medium-range rockets with atomic payloads. They reportedly even have hydrogen bombs now. Maybe it's a hydrogen bomb. And the president makes the decision. They've already had the meetings. And, all right, go ahead and launch. And then it'll be 5 minutes till the cruise missiles hit them. And it'll be about 15 minutes till secondary hydrogen bombs get dropped on them. And then they're going to hit the entire line between South and North Korea, where they've got those 100,000 artillery pieces and where they've got their troops. Because the word is North Korea's only got about 10 nukes. And so the entire front of North Korea is going to probably get hit with, depending on the size of the bombs or nuclear weapons they use, it could be hundreds of nuclear weapons will be used. Small nuclear weapons to wipe out the tunnels, the bases to neutralize them. And then if troops pour across, they're going to hit them with larger weapons. That's how it escalates. And then they'll start dropping the 500 megaton bombs on them that'll destroy the whole country. And so right now there's over 1,000 nuclear weapons just on a group of ships pointed at North Korea. Of course, you know where the rest are really pointed. Right now, most of the missiles aren't aimed at Russia. They've been swung around for years, and they're aimed right at China. That's the pivot. They're aimed right at China right now. Space-based weapons, you name it. And I'm not saying any secrets here. I've reverse engineered it, plus I have all the sources over the years. In 1979, they had over 100 drones continually orbiting the Earth with DU Sabo rounds, or basically meteor guns. Now, they're not atomic. They're not nuclear. They're not hydrogen bombs or atomic bombs. They are Sabos of a classified nature that go into orbit at 15,000 miles an hour with a rocket booster and accelerate to up to 40,000 miles an hour when they hit their target. You can be 10 miles under a mountain, you're dead. No holes deep enough. And again, you got to be under a mountain because that's cool. You go a mile under at sea level, it's 150 degrees. So you're under a mountain, you're not safe. Nobody's safe. And that was 1979. That's the superiority of the United States, ladies and gentlemen. And that's what they've got. And they've got advanced stuff up there. Huge weapons platforms. Japanese amateur astronomers are always showing them. They're just basically big floating bases. Not like those Tinker toys they put up at the International Space Station. They've got military bases that are basically big platforms with particle beams, light pebble, tiny pebble projectors that also basically shoot hundreds of thousands of BBs every few seconds out, because in space they don't slow down, at missiles when they're coming up. So they got these BB guns up there. That's what they are. They're BB guns, basically. And they're just imagine hundreds of BB guns aiming at the missiles that are going to come out of Russia, come out of China. And so they're going to take those out. They're going to fire cruise missiles in. And of course, here's the newsflash. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, because I know history and I've studied it. If North Korea moves, China has already been given the call that if you move anything or anything looks like it's warming up on a pad or any submarines pop up in the Pacific Ocean, in the Gulf of Mexico, or in the Atlantic Ocean, we're going to have total commitment at that point. Space-based weapons are going to kill your entire city center's population. Because they're not going to play games with China. They're going to kill everybody. So just understand that. China, the communist leaders make jokes about how, oh, we got too many people, go ahead and hit us. You're going to get hit like you want. Every military target, every city, every factory, you're going to have 10,000 weapons dropped on you. And by the way, it's going to be a nuclear winter. But, I mean, look, leftists want to worship China. They want to worship North Korea. They want to worship Venezuela. They want nuclear war. They're going to get it. Because here's why. We're not going to sit here while you launch missiles first and you catch us with your pants down because you're a bunch of crazy commies. Understand? Now, Curtis LeMay wanted to hit China and Russia a long time ago and got vetoed on it. And he had people like Bertrand Russell, the big liberals, calling for it, wanting a one-world government. Those plans got killed because they were immoral. We're dealing with people that are running around, taking over land, threatening to attack us, and saying they're going to nuke us, and China's behind it because they're a bunch of belligerent, crazy commies. Now, that's one way it can go. North Korea could basically, who's under Chinese control, could actually fold and announce a deal to work with the South, like East Germany did, to merge with it, and that horrible family dynasty could be removed, and those entire sickening groups of oppressive generals could all be told they can leave to abstentia, wherever they like, and take their stolen loot. So it doesn't have to be a nuclear war, just let them leave. And then send international aid and stabilize the country. Of those poor victims. China can back off now, and China can recuse itself from what it's been doing and understand that you might be able to fight over the South China Sea. You're not going to get to start a nuclear war and not get hit first. So the United States is massively more advanced than China, and China needs to understand that traitors inside our government gave you nukes. And that shows how crazy this whole thing is. And I know that China's been testing anti-satellite weapons and particle beams and missiles, and they've already blown up some of our satellites. So I understand China's got some of its own weapons, and they got some smart people. It's just understand this, that China has no idea what's going to get rolled out against you or how huge the secret space program is and all the stuff that's been going on for a long time. So just look, the United States and Europe basically invented everything. And everybody over there needs to understand, globalists may have captured Europe. They may have made a deal with China to try to capture the United States. That deal's broken. That deal's over. Look at Kim Jong-un in that photo. The arrogance, the fake confidence. What is it about wimps that sit there and act like they're... And look at the brainwashed slaves behind him who think he's God. They literally think he's a rock star. It's like folks think movie stars are cool. Just because they're in movies. If you love somebody's music, that's great. But you know, just this worship for no reason. Look at the cult-like crying like Democrats when they found out Hillary lost. Just look at how they worshiped Hillary. Another slug. This is slavery. This is pathetic. This is mindlessness. You don't find any birds, any lizards, anything in North Korea. Everything's been eaten. This is the worship of the state. This is what we've become. Well, Merkel finally showed up. The press conference is about to happen. Merkel goes to Washington, no handshake with Trump. They were in there covering it, getting ready for it this morning. I said, it's like 12:20 Eastern. I guess that'd be 11:20, but then now it's, I don't know. Did that ever happen? Look at drudgereport.com. It's also up on Infowars.com. But let's get back to the really important news here. That's just the German traitor that opened him up to the whole UN plan to colonize Europe with Muslims. And now Turkey says, we're in a holy war. We have a group that will burn down everything inside your cities if you don't submit. And Merkel's literally saying, yes, submit to Turkey. See, she's allied with the Muslims, folks. What a pathetic scumbag. But right now, let's go ahead and go to the Secretary of State. Here he is.
In the face of North Korea's grave and escalating global threat, it is important for me to consult with our friends and chart a path that secures the peace. Let me be very clear. The policy of strategic patience has ended. We're exploring a new range of diplomatic, security, and economic measures. All options are on the table. North Korea must understand that the only path to a secure, economically prosperous future is to abandon its development of nuclear weapons, ballistic missiles, and other weapons of mass destruction.
Now, let's go a little bit further here, though. So, we can have North Korea try to launch missiles or load them with weapons, and we have to hit them. They're saying, we're going to kill you, we're going to attack you, I'm going to load this gun and point it at you and kill you. You start loading the gun and pointing it at me, I have to strike back, right? Because you're striking me first. You've announced you're doing it. You've said you're coming to burn down my house. I see you pulling up with torches in your hand. You cross my threshold. Under common law, I can shoot you. Understand? So you've shown yourself to be monsters. You've done this. China, horrible communist monsters, enslaving their people. It's a very, very sad situation. And now they want the South China Sea, and they want Africa, and they want everything else. The deals they made with the globalists are all being broken. That's one reason globalism is broken, because none of the parties involved followed it. Europe ignored the deals with Russia. We ignored those deals. The Chinese broke their deals with us. I mean, Russia really didn't break their deals until the last 5-6 years when the West started breaking deals they had with them. I'm not even, again, praising Russia. I don't have any stake in Russia, other than I don't have nuclear war with Russia. I'd like to visit Russia someday. I'd like to visit Africa. I haven't been to either place. I've been to Europe. It's awesome. Been to Central America. It's awesome. Been to Mexico. Been to Canada. I don't want to have a nuclear war. I mean, call me a Russian agent, like McCain says. But the other thing is Korea and their dictator could decide to just transfer power, but they can't do it. They could step down, or China could get them in line and have them stop making the threats and doing all this. But it's coming to a head because China wants to use North Korea as a set piece to somehow bully us into submission, and it's not working with Donald Trump. Just like it's not working with Vladimir Putin, who they keep trying to bully into submission. Not happening. The globalists are trying to bully Russia into giving up its sovereignty. Not happening. United States, not happening. Because we have President Trump. Oh, here it is. The press conference ongoing. Trump doesn't shake hands with Merkel during photo op. They're getting ready to have their press conference. That's up on drudgereport.com and infowars.com, as well as our backup site, prisonplanet.com. President Trump did not extend his hand to shake German Chancellor Merkel's Friday Oval Office photo op, a courtesy he usually extends to foreign leaders visiting the White House. Well, she is literally an Islamist agent. So, I mean, he really shouldn't do that, right? We'll be back on the other side. We'll open up the phones, going to do a ton of other news I haven't hit yet, but this North Korea, South China Sea, China situation is the big issue.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-319-4062. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-319-4062. That's 1-800-319-4062. 1-800-319-4062.
Attention homeowners, if you're buying a new home or refinancing your present one and you haven't locked in a low, low rate from Guaranteed Rate, don't miss out. Visit rate.com today. While the Fed recently decided not to increase interest rates, that isn't likely to last. They have 3 interest rate increases penciled in for 2017. So if you want to potentially save thousands of dollars, visit rate.com and lock in your low, low rate with Guaranteed Rate today. Type RATE.com directly into your address bar to find and lock in a perfect loan for you at a low, low rate. You may be surprised by just how much money you could save. Don't wait for the Fed to raise rates. Go to rate.com now to lock in your low, low rate with Guaranteed Rate. Don't wait. Go to rate.com today. Terms and conditions apply. Not all applicants will be approved for financing. Call 1-888-672-1234 for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. NMLS ID 2611.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
I am a shotgun rider for the San Jacinto line. The desert is my brother. My skin is cracked and dry. I was riding on a boat coast and everything was fine till we took a shorter road to save some time. Bandits only fired once. They shot me in the
chest. Oh, my goodness.
They may have wounded me, but they'll never get the best of better men.
That's right, Kim Jong-un. You little dictator pig.
I'll ride again.
Trump Tower blueprint stolen from Secret Service breaking.
Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
That's right. Trump Tower blueprint stolen from Secret Service. Trump family lives in the tower. Looks like a state-run deal, probably run by the Obama people. If I had to bet money, they're running a whole op, or McCain's people. They're running a whole shadow government. Admit they are. Total state-run deal. The way they broke into the car, the way they got it, the way they ran off. They knew exactly what they were going for. Sounds like an inside job to me. Trump family lives in the tower. A laptop containing blueprints for the Trump Tower. Another security information. was stolen from the Secret Service. Multiple outlets have now reported the laptop, which also contained tower evacuation procedures as well as data from the Hillary Clinton email investigation, was taken from the Secret Service agent's vehicle parked at her home in Brooklyn on Thursday morning. Security footage showed an individual being dropped off by a car near the agent's home, then taking off on foot after stealing the laptop. How convenient that it was left in the car! How convenient! You wouldn't leave your laptop in your car if it had, you know, real estate stuff you were doing as an agent or photos of your kids. But, oh, the top secret one, leave it in the car. Well, sure, she's a good female agent, though. Wonder who she voted for. I'm just ask questions. I mean, probably a wonderful person who is a dereliction of duty. Or maybe she didn't leave it in the car. Or maybe she was in the car. I'm confused. The agent also told investigators that while nothing about the White House or foreign leaders is stored on a laptop, the information on there could compromise national security, reported the New York Daily News. The thief also took sensitive documents and the agent's access card. Oh, the level of the agent's access wasn't immediately clear. A police officer involved said the investigation was a very big deal to the Secret Service. While the president hasn't been back to Trump Tower since his inauguration, Melania and Barron, who Bow Bow says he wants to kidnap and put into sex slavery, are still living there until he finishes school this year, reported TMZ. Earlier in the week, the NYD admitted there was setting up new security detail with cherry-picked officers after spending months struggling to guard the tower adequately. Yeah, and the VA won't even hang his picture up. As the economy roars back, as he gives massive amounts of money to inner-city groups for actual college and jobs and factories, and $300-plus billion in new factories announced, everything from Hasbro to Samsung to Chrysler to Fiat to Ford to Carrier to SoftBank to, I mean, I'm just going for hours here. $3-plus trillion in the stock market. Federal Reserve being ordered to move massive loans to small businesses, just flood them with money. No. He needs to be killed, according to them. Yes, he's so horrible. I worry about Trump so much. It was almost like gooey when he did something wrong. Like, oh, he's not perfect. I won't feel as bad if something happens because, you know, he was halfway supporting the Paul Ryan plan, which he is now falling apart, and Rand Paul's is going to the top. That's great. I mean, it's just crazy how good he is. And then to see the lies, it hurts me. And I'm not actually glad, you know, he's done some things that aren't perfect. It's just like almost you're expecting something bad. You're expecting, like, him to compromise or something. He just doesn't do it. And then doesn't shake Merkel's hand. That's even better. I'm going to play a few minutes just from the start of their so-called press conference, more of a sit-down talk. But, I mean, Merkel is just such a monster, absolute monster. So, again, there's an ongoing talk going on. We've backed it up to the start of where Trump was speaking. And then I'm going to come back and hit the other really big news that ties into all of this. They're openly announcing in Europe and the U.S. now that not just government, but Google will ban you or arrest you if you criticize Muslims in any way. They are God. No more First Amendment. And I know for a fact in the Justice Department, they're trying to cook up lawsuits. I told you about this months ago against the independent press. Try to shut that down and ban everything as fake news, and then just get big telecoms to capitulate like Europe, just banning things wholesale, because what they're doing is so outrageous. Merkel's brought almost 3 million people, 80% of military-age men, most of them with fake passports in from failed states, and they're just raping, murdering, crapping in the pool, just running around. It's insane asylum level. And if a German criticizes it, they're arrested. Total insane asylum. Here's some of the ongoing talk they're having.
People. Chancellor, thank you very much. Such a great honor to get to know you, to be with you. I want to thank all of the business leaders who have joined us to discuss a subject that's very important to me, training our workforce for the 21st century, especially with respect to manufacturing jobs. We're working every day to bring back jobs to our country, and thousands are already coming back. You're seeing it, you're reading about it in the papers every single day. We want to make sure that we have the workforce
development
programs we need to ensure these jobs are being filled by American workers. Germany and the United States have incredible opportunity to deepen our partnership as we continue to develop a strong workforce in both of our countries. Both Germany and the United States are pioneering job training programs. Here in the United States, companies have created revolutionary high-tech and online courses. And, of course, for decades, Germany has been a model for highly successful apprenticeship. That's a name I like, apprentice.
Let's come back a little bit and see what old Merkey says whenever he's done talking. But just Trump always trying to get jobs, always trying to promote things, always trying to just cut out the big banks and the big brokerage firms and the monopolies that try to choose the winners. He's like, hey, you big banks, you get rich. In fact, you're getting even richer under his prosperity. They're still trying to destroy him because they don't want that. They want to dictate total control. And I know you know that, but we've got to get that word out to these dumbed down people. Sure enough, it's all over the web. In comments, I showed a few yesterday and the day before. They're just all over the news and newspaper comment sections going, why does Alex Jones think blacks aren't humans? Why does Alex Jones think that whites are superior? Because Alec Baldwin, to more than 10 million viewers, that's what the ratings are out, that's a big audience, told a bunch of suggestible, dumb people that I told Donald Trump that blacks aren't human. That was Alec Baldwin, that was not the president, and I did not say that. And I know our audience goes, yeah, tell us something we don't know, Alex, is that a joke? No, people believe it. That's why I'm angry at Alec Baldwin. I wouldn't read something like that. I wouldn't get up on air if they paid me all that money and say lies about Alec Baldwin. I would not say Alec Baldwin is a serial rapist if it wasn't true.
Hey, Alex, this is Nico popping in on air. We were just given a clip by Kit with a New York Times writer insinuating that we are the progenitors of the wiretapping story and that Trump picked it up from us.
Whoa. We have the New York Times January 20th on inauguration when they said wiretap in the headline, and that's where Trump got that from, plus it's admitted. Wow, next level. They bragged when he was president-elect that they were surveilling him. Yeah, flashback, New York Times admits wiretaps used against Trump. Adan Salazar has screenshots of it. Scroll down, yeah. Yeah, let's put that full screen for folks in HD for TV viewers. Radio listeners, there is wiretap data used in inquiry of Trump aides. And then they use these games and go, well, you know, he's told GSGQ in England. It's where the main hubs go through for the U.S. and England. So we always use foreigners to tap Americans, and then we tap the foreigners, then we share the data. That's how we get around the so-called law of spying on our own people. That was in Congress 10 years ago. I told you 20 years ago. Not just what I thought was going on. Boy, I'd be king of the world if I could just magically know. They admit it. They accidentally leaked in the 90s during a debate on C-SPAN about the smart pebble and a bunch of other terms for the super high-powered small uranium rounds that they fire out, you know, like a machine gun at missiles. You know, they're coming up into space and then preparing to go back into the atmosphere and hit their target. Well, you just sit there with those, and they don't slow down in the atmosphere. They just accelerate out and then take out their target. You fire a large one, it doesn't lose any of its force and can, you know, cut through miles of rock. But small ones cut through missiles and warheads. Again, that wasn't my opinion. That's a fact because that got leaked, and I talked to the former head of Star Wars about it, Dr. Bob Oman, before he died, obviously. But now I'm told, I guess it's on, you know, the New York Times and everywhere else, that that we are to blame and that he gets it from us. And again, they act like we're the most discredited thing in the world. They lie about what we say and do. Then they connect it to Trump to try to hurt him. And that's why we're now the number one target. Drudge had always been the number one target of them wanting to try to shut him down with the Federal Elections Commission, whatever. Now they admit, and I know for a fact, top Democratic operatives in D.C. are working right now on systems to try to shut us down. And if they're successful with us in the coming months, they will try to shut everybody else down across the country. So understand that they can try to declare us fake news everywhere, come after us politically, and if they're successful in shutting us down, I mean, they were asking a lot of release for criminal charges the last month of Obama's office because they thought if they could arrest me somehow, that would scare everybody else to roll over and go, okay, we'll stop criticizing you. You're delusional. All they're going to do is make me a mega superstar, which I don't even want. because this is getting dangerous. But I have a duty, and I've got to go to the end and not back off. But I guess they've got a CNN clip with Anderson Cooper now that I don't even watch their channels. I guess this was last night with them saying that he got the wiretap story from me when I just showed you, if you're a TV viewer, the January 20th cover of the New York Times. And it was all over the news then. But again, they're like, oh, Trump's really in trouble. The top story today isn't that North Korea is threatening to nuke and that we're having to, you know, deal with them. It's that Trump has apologized to England. No, they just said, look, okay, we don't call it wiretap, it's intercepts. So they're playing games with semantics. Everybody knows everything's spied on. Seen the movie Snowden? They're not denying that. See, I thought that the big data dump would be more successful. I mean, it was still big just a week or so ago, a week and a half ago. Vault 7, thousands and thousands of pages of admissions of how they're sabotaging our own infrastructure, blaming it on Russia, how they've got kill switches in most of the appliances, tracking and listening and watching us, and how they're surveilling all this garbage. Oh, no, it's crazy. No one listens to the president-elect. When he was president-elect, folks, under law, they listened to all his calls to foreign governments. Man, it's just media hoaxing and then getting even Republican leadership to get scared. And then they come in to the attorney general and they go, sir, we're compromising the entire spy grid, where the DEA spy grid, all of it. We have to come out and say the president wasn't being listened to. And Sessions threw the president under the bus. I love Senator Sessions. He's done a great job. But, man, I tell you, he's really, really getting intimidated. And the only guy not getting intimidated out there is Donald Trump. Who else isn't intimidated? Me. Drudge isn't intimidated. And believe me, this is not some boys club that I want to be only a few people. The country needs to grow testicles. I've got like 30 articles I personally looked up a few weeks ago when this latest fiasco got launched. And I pulled up the Washington Post, New York Times, LA Times, Associated Press, CNN going, oh, Trump's been caught. We've got the intercepts. We've got the surveillance. We've got the wiretaps, using the improper term. Yeah, we got the transcripts of bunch of Trump people talking to the Russians and talking about all this illegal stuff, too. Months later, they don't release it. They go, we never said we had that. You're insane. You have no memory. That never happened. Boom. Show them the New York Times again. And then Trump's people finally get it. They go, oh, you don't call it wiretap. They haven't had that since the 80s. Yeah. It's intercepts. It's the old term's a wiretap, where you go put a recorder hooked onto the copper wire. No, that's not what this is. Wiretap data. That's the New York Times putting that out. But see, they don't want us to have a show. They don't want Rush to have a platform because they don't want us to do one thing. It's called a memory. It's called show you the facts. Show you the money. That's why they hate me. And that's why we are now an enemy number uno. Here is the known CIA officer and one of the richest men in America, the heir to one of the largest fortunes in the world, Anderson Cooper, waging war against America, the president, the nationalist movement, and myself and my family. Here he is.
Yes, Herb. What do you make of the White House citing your article as part of...
Just back up. They teach these guys this look of confidence, and they do Q-score testing to look confident. Can you imagine looking like more of a... You know what, eating grin. I mean, just the look on that New York Times guy who's clearly an operative. Just look at the arrogance. And he's just, because they think, is there in some agency that they've arrived? And just look at him, just, I mean, I can't even do that smug face just because it's kind of feminine. It's like I'm Yul Brynner, and I'm playing the part of Pharaoh in the new film coming out by Cecil B. DeMille. It's the biggest budget in history. It's called The Ten Commandments, starring Charlton Heston. I'm Yul Brynner, and whatever you do, don't smoke. I'm Yul Brynner, and whatever you do, don't be a traitor to the country. Who is this ding-dong? So let's go to another arrogant. I like the little guy with a little beard, too, and these little, all these weirdos that they've dug up to come on and, like, pansy around with Anderson Cooper. Here it is.
That's Herb. What do you make of the White House citing your article as part of the evidence?
I mean, it's getting bizarre at this point.
It's getting bizarre. I'll back it up again. Oh, let's use peer pressure. The president not getting impeached over this Bloomberg. It's getting bizarre. The president claims he was wiretapped when there was literally hundreds of front page papers saying it. He's so crazy. It's all over. Here, back to him.
It's getting bizarre at this point because we've said it very clearly, and I said on your show, that that's not what the story said. Anybody can read the story and see that's not what it said.
We have the cover of the newspaper. Put back on screen for TV viewers. New York Times, January 20, 2017. And we have the day before, the day after. We have it all. You have the intercepts. You recorded it all. You recorded Trump Tower. But you're hoping the viewers of CNN are the types that don't go look this up. But they're scared. They're like, what if they start looking it up? What if they find Alex Jones? He's exploding. Shut him down. Shut him up. If we don't take down the lead elephant, if we don't get Jones, and fast. This is the top of the Democratic Party right now. Confirmed, we have moles. Our meeting on how to take us down right now. You're going to see probably movement in the next few weeks. Because they just don't know what to do. Because I will show you the New York Times. Let's skip the break. We might even be here soon. So it doesn't even matter. Seriously, this is it. Let's start at the beginning, and I'm not going to interrupt. I'm sorry. Let's go back to Anderson Cooper and this New York Times guy sitting there trying to look like Lex Luthor, acting tough. Here it is.
Yes, Curtin, what do you make of the White House citing your article as part of the evidence?
It's getting bizarre at this point because we've said it very clearly, and I said on your show, that that's not what the story said. Anybody can read the story and see that's not what it said. And so there's this bizarre circular thing happening where the president cites a theory that he was wiretapped.
I can't handle it. Pause again. Back it up. You know what? We've done this. I don't want this in a Don Salazar article or a Paul Watson article. I want the crew. I'll do it myself. We've got a great crew, but I want to show like 30, 40 articles. I've already done it before with the Washington Post and New York Times where they said, we have intercepts. We have transcripts. We know they had Russian contacts. There were headlines like cloakroom bug to catch Russians just last year. It was full on. They were on the news saying, we need the Justice Department to investigate Trump and to surveil him. This is 6 months ago about his Russian connections. And then they did it. And now these agencies are all covering their ass, lying up the chain of command, saying something that all of us heard them say thousands of times. So that's our job here at InfoWars, is to get the clips, and I'm giving the listeners to go find these two, but we need you, Matt, because we're overwhelmed here, because there's so much of it. Just search. Democrats, Congress call for investigation into Russia ties, call for surveillance. Headlines going back months ago, intercepts and surveillance, caught Trump contacts. The headline, wiretaps, caught Trump. He just showed the headline, and he's saying it's bizarre in the circular reasoning that I say it, and then Trump says it, and then he has, I say you wrote an article with wiretap in the headline, Jack. You bet I did. Now they changed it. Intercepted Russian communications. Oh, it's not a wiretap. It's intercepted communications, part of inquiry to Trump associates. Print them all. Oh, that's January 19th. With Matthew Rosenberg and Michael Schmidt and Adam Goldman and Matt Apuzzo. Appalusual. And you talk to me like I'm one of your zombies. Look at that look on that slimebag's face, man. That arrogance. Person, would you have that guy over for drinks or to play golf? Would you go shooting with that jackass? I take one look at somebody that's got that type of SH, you know what, eating grin, and I don't walk, I run. And then look at Cooper, another fake, another fraud, another scumbag liar. I am fool. I'm not afraid of you guys. Just get that straight. I'm going to defeat you. The American people are going to defeat you. God is going to defeat you. Oh, please, God. Oh, thank you for the victories you already had, but just this rules over us. I guess they're a little bit better than Kim Jong-un. They'd love us to live under something like that. That's what they want, folks. They're getting rid of whiteboards all over the country. Somebody might write something that hurts somebody's feelings. They're ending language, except for our ruling class, a turd basket. Matthew Rosenberg. Let's show both these articles. Intercepts show Trump with the Russians. Wiretaps show Trump's people with the Russians. Written by you. and you still force-feed us because I'm wearing a tie, I've got a shaved head, I act like I'm really cool, I fop around acting tough all day in New York. Look at that. Let's go back to him. Here it is.
And see, that's not what it said. And so there's this bizarre circular thing happening where the president cites a theory that he was wiretapped, which developed on this kind of fringe right-wing media.
And then we show the actual fringe whites.
After his tweet storm, InfoWars then started saying, well, look, it was the New York Times that reported it, citing our story.
Hit pause. Finally, he says something true. Yes, we do a lot of the thinking around here. I'm pretty scared, quite frankly. I'm pretty scared right now. Because I'm not scared of what they'll do to me. I'm scared of the fact that they might win if the other outlets out there don't get better memories. Because, yes, National Review put it out. They were forced to retract it, not because it wasn't true, but because it was so damning. And National Review is run by the CIA. That's declassified. So they pull it. We're already covering it. The web had already found it. But we were already covering it months before that these headlines said this when they were starting to deny it. So, yes, you're right. You're right. You're right. Half the time, InfoWars is getting more intel out to help the president and save the republic than all other libertarian conservative media combined. And then Drudge takes our articles and takes it to the next level and dominates. And if it wasn't for Drudge and if it wasn't for InfoWars, people like this would be winning right now. And all I care about is not letting scum like Matthew Rosenberg and Anderson Cooper to rule us. Let's finish the piece.
And then after his tweet storm, InfoWars then started saying, well, look, it was the New York Times that reported it, citing our story, misreading our story. And now, if you be
stop
clear...
I can teach a college course on this. See, that's one problem with his tweeting. His tweeting's great, but it's always got a link to even maybe something he writes on his own presidential page. So you can say, this isn't true, look right here, here's my proof. Because Trump has a memory. He's smart. Reportedly one like an elephant. Basically photographic even at 70. And he remembers them all saying he was being wiretapped and being watched in the New York Times. He reads it every day. He reads the New York Times in the morning, you know, the cover. So he tweets, hey, there were some spying on me, blah, blah, blah. That's illegal. When they started to say he was a Russian agent and had proof, he's like, why are you spying on me? Do you have warrants for that? Then it came out they had warrants for Roger Stone and people, but not for Trump. And then they hoped they could Svengali you in this whole con game to sit here and hoax everybody. And say, oh, Trump puts it out, and then we run behind him and then try to prove what he said. No, we covered your article at the national inauguration on the 20th, dude. I held it up on TV and radio. I covered it twice. I was there. I have a brain. I remember, scumbag. Trump remembers. I'm going to play the rest in a minute. Please support the broadcast. We have got a lot of specials running right now. 30% off on our flagship product, Super Male Vitality, Libido, Energy, Stamina. You support the broadcast. Get it today. InfoWarsLife.com. Sign up for AutoShip. An additional 10% off. This is something you definitely want to reorder. Orders of $50 or more are all free shipping, but it's got free shipping on it today regardless. And we've got new, not just nanotech body armor developed in Texas, made right here in the USA. That's excellent. We have new Kevlar available at the lowest price you're going to find absolutely anywhere. And I had my sheet in there at the start of the show, but it's not here anymore. But it's Defender. It just got the biggest defense contract for the Pentagon ever. This is what they're going to away from the plates. Yes, you heard me right, ladies and gentlemen. Still a lot of them have the plates, but you're talking about weighing not even 10% of what the plates weigh. It is super thick Kevlar, but very compact. We shot it with Smith & Wesson 500s on Monday. That's right. We shot it with 9mm, 45, 40. And that video will be out soon, but it's available right now, Defender. But the Pentagon is officially using in full selection, backpack inserts, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, support the broadcast. You want somebody to fight, we're doing it, and we're under attack, and we're loving it. Hell, they take us down, it'll be like Alamo. Maybe that's what God wants. Whatever God wants, God gets.